The final season of the Netflix political drama House of Cards debuts on Friday. It's also the only season without star and executive producer Kevin Spacey, who was fired last year amid allegations of sexual misconduct. NPR TV critic Eric Deggan says the show, now focused on Robin Wright's Claire Underwood, still feels a little out of step with our current political moment.
As the show opens, Claire Underwood is the nation's first female president, surrounded by people who suspect she's not quite up to the job. She's not particularly popular either, judging by the litany of threats her head of security reads to her.
I'd like to fry her eyeballs. If no one else steps up to kill the president, I will. A tweet out of North Dakota.
What else?
God never intended a woman to rule this land. She is the Antichrist.
What else?
A lot of threats involving the C word, ma'am. Lots and lots of the C word, unfortunately.
You mean Claire?
Probably not. Claire became president last season when her husband, Kevin Spacey's Frank Underwood, resigned. Frank's legacy looms over a season that's supposed to be centered on Claire, even though producers have brutally excised Spacey's character. Spoiler alert, the public is told that Frank died in his sleep next to Claire, but it's House of Cards, and Claire has already killed off another romantic partner, so who knows? The fact is, Claire often seems so emotionally detached, she's a less compelling anti-hero. Even when she does that talking to the audience thing that Spacey's Frank Underwood once did so well. He once talked about the difference between useful and useless pain, but when she talks about her own pain, she seems curiously disconnected from it.
It's not true what he told you all those years ago. That there are two kinds, useful and useless. There's only one kind. Pain is pain. Francis, I'm done with you. There. No more pain.
Claire's pain mostly involves trying to liberate herself from the wealthy, mostly male power brokers Frank promised favors to. That patriarchy is embodied by Greg Kinnear's Bill Shepard. He's the conservative head of a family-owned conglomerate that comes off like a telegenic Koch brother, and he's determined to dominate Claire.
Your husband and I had an agreement.
Francis is dead,
Promises
Bill.
Were made.
Not by me.
But I've seen your list of candidates for
yes,
the midterms.
Yes, mostly women.
I don't care what sex they are, but this slate of yours, it will bankrupt the country. They will set us back a generation. They will completely...
Support me.
One character who doesn't support her is Diane Lane's Annette Shepherd. She's Bill's sister and a rival of Claire's from their days together in school. Where Bill is fiercely controlling, Annette is smooth, insulting the Underwoods, even while admitting an affair.
You know, I slept with him once.
Your brother?
Your husband.
I know.
Interesting. Though, come to think of it, I guess it makes sense.
What does?
That your marriage allowed for that.
House of Cards was Netflix's first big scripted hit, so it's a little sad to see the series wind down with a season so wrapped up in its own convoluted storytelling. It just doesn't feel groundbreaking anymore. I've only seen 5 of the final 8 episodes, so the season might still come together in the end, but at a time when the nation is on the edge of its seat over a real-life midterm election, the fictional politics of House of Cards just aren't relevant enough anymore. I'm Eric Deggans.